Welcome to the Identity Theft Resource Center's weekly breach breakdown for April 26th, 2024. I'm Alex Ayton, Director of Communications and Media Relations of the ITRC. Thanks to Centrelink for supporting the ITRC and this podcast. Each week we look at the most recent events and trends related to data security and privacy. Today I will discuss how identity criminals targeted a LastPass employee in a failed deepfake CEO call. I will also provide an update on the much talked about AT&T data event that stems back to at least 2021. Making a strong impression is the building block in making sure people remember who you are. It is vital in creating strong connections. Unfortunately, threat actors try to make impressions too in hopes we will make decisions we later regret. Fortunately, a group of threat actors targeting the password management service failed. According to Bleeping Computer, identity criminals targeted a LastPass employee in a voice phishing attack. They used deepfake audio to impersonate Kareem Tuba, the company's CEO. The employee did not fall for the attack because the attacker used WhatsApp, which is not commonly used for business, and sent messages outside of business hours. LastPass intelligence analyst Mike Kozak says the employee received calls, text, and voicemails featuring an audio deepfake of Tuba. The employee ignored the messages and reported the incident to the LastPass internal security team. Kozak says the failed attack had no impact on LastPass. However, the company chose to share the details of the incident to warn other businesses that AI-generated deepfakes are being executed. If you recall, last month on the podcast, I talked about the threat of AI voice scams and how the average person should not be concerned about these scams. Threat actors will likely target businesses, high net worth, and high profile individuals. That is exactly what we saw here. The biggest thing to remember if you are targeted by an AI scam is do not panic. Criminals want to leave an impression on you, in a bad way. They want to scare you into doing something you typically would not do. If you receive any calls or messages you are not expecting, ignore them, collect your thoughts, and contact the person the message or call claims to be from directly to verify the validity of the message. In other news, AT&T is notifying millions of current and former customers that their account data has been compromised and published on the dark web. According to a filing with the Office of the Maine Attorney General, the telecommunications company said 51.2 million account holders were affected. However, on AT&T's website, the number is listed at 73 million. Compromised data includes names, email addresses, mailing addresses, phone numbers, social security numbers, dates of birth, AT&T account numbers, and AT&T passcodes. It is believed that the data has been circulating online since at least 2021 and may be linked to a data breach in 2019. In a Forbes article focusing on the impact of the AT&T breach, Culture Bank CEO Corey Hale highlighted how data events like these have a negative impact on people of color. In a Rand Corporation study, black business owners were the most likely to claim that a data breach led to a loss or decrease in business at 53%. The Rand Corporation study aligns with research conducted by the ITRC in 2023 for our initiative on understanding identity crimes in black communities. To download the ITRC's Identity and Practice Report, visit www.idtheftcenter.org/publications. If you receive a data breach notice from AT&T, freeze your credit to ensure no new credit accounts can be opened in your name. Immediately change your passwords and switch to at least a 12-character passphrase. Change the passwords of other accounts using the same password as the breached account. Make sure you're not using the same password on more than one account. Use multi-factor authentication with an app, SMS could be spoofed, and keep an eye out for phishing attempts that claim to be from the breached organization. If you want to know more about how to protect your business or personal information, have a question about AI scams or the AT&T data event, or think you've been the victim of an identity crime, you can speak with an expert ITRC advisor on the phone, via text message, chat live on the web, or exchange emails during normal business hours. Just visit www.idtheftcenter.org to get started. Thanks again to Centrelink for their support of the ITRC in this podcast. We'll return next week with another episode of the Weekly Breach Breakdown. I'm Alex Ayton. Until then, thanks for listening.